Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday, guys.
We are looking rough.
You should
guys.
See us right now. We were gonna do a video, and then we decided, you know, that's probably not.
It's better for you guys.
The best.
That we don't
thing.
Because
we both dressed up today.
No.
You guys would be so proud of us. We look hot.
I'm in the same clothes that I slept in last night and worked out in this morning. My hair is the same from yesterday. My makeup is the same from yesterday.
I don't have any makeup on.
I need to take makeup off probably when I go to sleep. But the only makeup that I wear is on my eyeballs.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not like...
It doesn't feel like it's glued to your eyes, though, when you wake up.
Because
every time I wear mascara and I wake up in the morning, I feel like...
It's like a game for me. Because sometimes it's like the look of the draw. Sometimes I walk into the bathroom
the
and I'm like, holy shit, girl. You don't even need to put makeup on today. Your eyelashes are fresh. But then other times I wake up and all of these on one side are stuck together and like there's makeup everywhere and I'm like, shit, today's a shower day. But other days I'm just like, fucking wash your hair, roll with your makeup because you're looking fly.
I wish I could do that. If I sleep in makeup, I look like I had been clubbing the night before. I got like fucking shit down the sides of my face. It's not a good situation.
So my problem right now, I haven't been able to wear second day makeup because I can't sleep on this ear right now. It's really sore and it's really swollen.
Do you want to tell our listeners why you can't sleep on that particular ear?
I got my ear pierced, guys. My helix.
Do you want to tell them why you had to get a helix?
Okay, guys. First of all, I never thought that you could really insult somebody based upon their ears. But I've never felt so self-conscious of ears since in like the last 2 weeks. So my sister got her daith piercing.
Person.
Or she wanted to. She texted me that she was going to get it. And the picture she sent me was like an ear with like a bunch of piercings on it. And then like little arrows for which.
Right.
And she said, I want to get my daith. Well, there was an industrial on that picture. And I have always liked the industrial, the way that it looks. I've wanted it forever.
And for those of you who don't know what an industrial
it
is.
It's the bar across the top of right. your ear. And so I was telling Joey, like, or I told my sister, I want the industrial. And 5 seconds later, I get an email, your appointment has been reserved. She fucking was like, okay, you're going with me. So I was like, holy shit, I guess I'm getting a piercing. So I text Joey and I said, I'm getting my industrial pierced. And he's like, okay, make sure you don't do it on the left ear because that ear is flat. And Dr. LeBranche said, probably from when you were in the womb. Like how you were laying, apparently. That's why this ear is flat, according to Joey. Which I didn't even realize I had a fucking flat ear until he said that. And so I looked in the mirror and I'm like, holy shit, that's a flat ear. Like, it's flat as hell. Okay, yeah, I'm going to get it on my right ear. But then I was thinking like...
Wait, can I see your other ear? Okay.
But that, see this part right
here?
Yeah. It's swollen, so you can't really tell
right.
as much. But normally this part's real just...
Like flat.
Just...
Right. It's not curved. It's
lazy
flat.
As fuck. Just lazy. Okay, right now it's swollen, so it like is perked up. Yeah, but then this ear is prettier, apparently, although I thought. So then we go to the appointment, and I'm freaking out because this is the side I sleep on, and it's not my flat ear. So if I put it on this ear, where am I going to sleep? Because I can't sleep facing Joey. Like, no. Anyways, so I get in there, and she was like showing me the stuff, and she's like, hold on, let me see your ear. She's like, we have to see if your piercing's compatible. And I never thought that some piercings aren't
right.
compatible
I just
for
thought
some
they,
ears.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you could just go in and tell them, like, fucking put a hole here.
Right.
And they do it. And the guy came out, and he's all, well, you see, this ear kind of hangs. Okay, so I have a flat ear and a hanging ear now. And he's like, and the way it kind of flaps over, it's going to kind of hide the bar. So... I mean, I can do it, but it's not really compatible for that kind of piercing, and I just don't think it's going to be the look that you want. So I was like, what the fuck? So I'm sitting there, and then my sister's panicking because she thinks I'm not going to get anything, and she doesn't want to be in pain by herself.
Right.
So she's like, you have to get something. And so I was like, okay, I'll get the helix, which is just the one piercing at the top because I can put like a little ring in it, and I want to put a ring in it. So I'm still thinking I'm going to get it in this right side when we go in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so which side do you want to get it on? And I was like, well, my super wonderful significant other told me not to do the left side because it's flat. And he's like, ooh, nice guy, huh? And I was like, oh, yeah, he's great. It's from the womb. Anyways.
He probably looked at you like, huh?
Yeah. And he's like, well, let me just look here. And so he's like, I'm going to touch your ears. And I said, not if you don't take me to dinner first. And that man shot me down so fast. He's like, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I was like,
you and your flat ass ear and you're hanging your hell no.
Fucking kidding anyways. And Trinity's like, Mom, you're almost married.
You're almost married.
Yeah. Anyways, so he starts filling my ears and he's like, well, okay, here's the thing. This ear would be great for a helix piercing if you're just going to keep the bar in it, the stud. But is your goal to have a ring at some point? And I was like, yes, that's why I want it. But they don't do the ring at the beginning because it doesn't heal properly with the ring because it moves. Apparently, it's so much scientific nonsense about the fucking ear.
Okay? I've never had this long of conversations at a piercing or tattoo
parlor. Yeah, like put the hole in the head and move along.
Yeah,
and
get
he's
to
like,
it.
Well, the way this ear hangs, which there we go again with the hanging fucking ear, the piercing is gonna kind of like, it's not gonna lay good and I don't think you're gonna like it. This one with the stud is gonna be pretty hidden, but the ring would look great right here. Well, okay, just fucking do it. And he's like, and plus, if somebody tells me not to do something, that's what I'm gonna do. And you were told to not do this ear, so we're doing this fucking ear.
Touché.
And I was like, okay, just put the hole in. And I was so nervous. And Trinity gave me like 40 hugs. And finally the guy's like, look, she's going to live. Like, she will. She'll make it. Like, you don't have to keep getting
for Trinity
hugs.
wanting a tattoo at 16.
Oh, hold on. Can you pause that?
Yeah.
So, anyways, Trinity was very worried about me. She thought that I was going to die, apparently. But then the second he pierced it, I was like, that didn't hurt. And you know what that little shit said? This is disappointing.
Oh!
Seriously. Yeah. And so that guy thought she was hilarious. He's like, you would fit in so well here with your dark humor.
Oh, now she's going to try to go to school to be a piercing slash... Can she draw?
She can draw. Does she have to draw to be a piercer?
Well, no, I just thought maybe she could be a tattoo artist or something.
Like, yeah. Anyway, so I got a hole in my head and I can't sleep on that side. So these eyelashes most of the time look pretty fresh because they're like out in the open. These ones are pretty smashed to my fucking pillow.
The things we do for beauty, man.
Yeah.
Today was the first Saturday that I haven't had anything that I've had to get up early to do. And I've taken full advantage of it. I look like a convict. I have a tan sweater on, black joggers, glasses.
Your hair looks very cute.
Oh, thanks. I brushed it. That's all I did.
I did not brush it. Mine is a rat's nest on top of my head.
If you lift up my bangs, there's a lot of dandruff under there. Not dandruff, it's dry shampoo. I gotta wash my hair today.
Yeah.
But my husband's sicker than a dog.
Oh, everybody is so sick right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Just...
Yeah, today was our last weekend to sleep in too because volleyball starts next weekend. So right now, Trinity has volleyball Monday through Friday. Tuesdays and Thursdays are games. We have practice Tuesday and Thursday, and then we have games on Saturday for volleyball. And by the time volleyball is over, softball is going to be starting. Is Peyton going
to
do softball?
She said she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I'm not coaching yet.
Yeah, she said she doesn't want to, so we'll see if she actually decides she wants to when it gets closer or not. And I was like, oh, you should just give it one more year. I gave it enough years. Like, she is, like, it doesn't
Which sucks because she's pretty good.
Yeah, and maybe she will later on.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's just not into it.
Yeah.
And it makes me real sad, but what are you going to do? She loves volleyball, and
that
makes my heart
really,
really happy.
Yeah,
so
that's what really matters.
I'm excited because tomorrow is the last day of getting up at the butt crack of dawn for wrestling.
Wrestling.
And then we'll have volleyball, but it's literally 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah,
and I don't have to wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's done by noon.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was telling Joey, like, this is last weekend. Like, I'm sleeping in because I didn't sleep in last weekend. That man, he's cleaning, guys. Sorry. Joey's outside.
Wringing out the Zac Efron blanket.
Jaden wanted a Zac Efron blanket for Christmas. She's obsessed.
Yes, and then she was at my house, and they were laying with it, and his face was, like, looking up at him, and she's like, that's kind of creepy, and then flipped it over.
I told Joey that we had to sleep in, and I can't sleep in anymore. I'm so used to getting up. I was, like, awake in bed by 7 o'clock this morning, like, staring at Facebook. So then we watched Yellowstone, and...
Oh, man.
Just...
I slept till 9.
I didn't get out of bed till 9:30.
And then I watched TikTok for a little while, and then I talked to you, and then my little eyelids were getting sleepy, and so I just went right back to sleep. Because as long as I'm in my bed, your girl is out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time of day.
I love beds, and I really do.
Me too.
God, it's my favorite thing. Like, that when I get out of it in the morning, it's a countdown till when I can get back in it.
And Stephanie!
Lately, it's been getting earlier and earlier. Like, the other night, it was 7:30, and I was, like, pulling the covers back to lay down.
My favorite is that my kids are very self-sufficient now. They don't need shit from me, and now I can go and start reading.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. And then yell from the room, Kay, it's bedtime.
Kay, you need to take a shower. Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
I put on my Facebook the other day, the best hello and my hardest goodbye, and it was my bed.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No, I agree 100%.
All right. We have a gift that was given to us by KK, and I have no idea what it is, but she said we had to open it on the podcast. So... it's in a cute little bag. There's one for you.
Should we take a picture of it first?
Sure. I just lifted up and it all fell down.
Yeah, take a picture of it.
Okay. Hold on, please. Okay. So I don't know if they're the same. There's no card, I don't think. So here, you can have the one that I didn't just rip open already. I think it's a giraffe. Aww. Oh my gosh, they're Golden Girls cups.
I love the Golden Girls.
This is amazing. Thanks, KK. It's got old Betty White, all the old ladies.
You're like,
I can't remember their names.
Sophia,
Rose, Blanche, and Dorothy.
Yep.
Oh, these are cool.
That's
big
awesome.
Ass straw. Hell yeah.
Those
Thanks,
are cool.
KK. We'll have to take a picture.
Thank you, KK.
These are awesome. I can't wait to go home and put something in it.
Perfect for bubble tea.
That's that La Boba stuff.
Because it comes up the big straw.
Dude, I can't do those.
No, gross. My kids love it.
Yeah, mine do too. And I'm like, bleh! No way. I can't do that.
That's super cool.
Oh, that is very nice. Thank you. For the next people that want to get us gifts, just go right on ahead. We love gifts.
My favorite color is not purple. I don't like walks on the beach.
Okay, so this week, guys, we are going to talk about... did you ever look up your thing that you were supposed to... okay, well, you can talk about that and struggle then.
No, we're gonna talk about your thing.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about your thing.
No.
What? Did you even read my thing? Did you even listen?
You were discussing and I'm going to commentate.
Oh, my God. Why is this always a one-way street with you?
Because you're now dealing with somebody who works.
Like, I don't work.
I know that you do, too, but you have access to a computer.
But I'm not. I'm listening.
I know, and I can't listen to things during the day.
No, but you're choosing to listen to other things instead of things that you need to be listening to.
For, like, 15 minutes every morning.
If you would have listened to it for 15 minutes, that would have got you exactly where you needed to be.
Well, tell me what we're
talking
about.
Okay, guys, this week, was it this week or was it last week? Either way, I started listening to a podcast that was on Audible. Tortoise is the producer, I guess. But it was on Audible. And at first I didn't realize that Audible had podcasts, but they do. And it's called Sweet Bobby. And it's a catfishing story.
Catfishing is so crazy. I don't understand,
go ahead.
Me commentating. Yeah. This day and age, how people have full-on relationships with people over the internet, knowing that that's possible. Like, don't you think you would take every single measure to figure it out?
Here's the deal. This particular situation, this sweet Bobby, this gal, they're from the UK. She has a huge family. I can't remember exactly
what... Is her name Bobby?
No.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly what religion she is, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I want to say seedy. Seedy? I don't remember. Anyway, so they have, like, huge families. So all the families know each other. All the cousins know each other. Like, they're just one huge, giant community. She was a radio producer. I think she still is. This catfishing lasted 10 years. Okay? Let that fucking sink in. 10 years of her life. This started when she was in her 30s. Blows my mind. So,
was she never physically around this person in 10 years?
No. Here's the deal. Okay? So, her cousin, who she's very good friends with, had a boyfriend named Jay. And Jay died unexpectedly. Before Jay had passed away, Jay and the cousin had some falling outs. They got back together. They dated a little while. This gal, Jay had messaged because he knew that they were so close and was like, what can I do? You know, she's mad at me, blah, 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 blah. And they had talked. So they had got to know each other. So Jay passes away unexpectedly. The cousin and him are not together when he passes away. So Bobby, Jay's brother, gets a hold of this lady and is like, hey, Jay talked about you a lot. You know, I just wanted to let you know that he passed away. And so then they kind of formed a relationship. He's a neurosurgeon and, you know, he's got a wife. His wife is having a kid, you know, and so it starts out as like he was just kind of being a friend to her because he had lost his brother. She had lost a friend. They were just kind of talking. And she said at first it wasn't really like anything big, like maybe once a week, you know, and then it would progressively get bigger. Mm-hmm. So then him and his wife get divorced. You know, he's in a weird spot, whatever. So she asks her cousin and is like, hey, you know Bobby. Is he a good guy? Like, what's the deal? And she's like, no, he's a really good guy. Like, I definitely think you should, like, give it a shot.
So the cousin said?
Said what?
Like, the cousin knew him.
Yeah, because she dated Jay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And Jay is Bobby's brother. So, like, I definitely think you should give it a shot. You know, they're not doing well. They're divorced, you know, and he's a really great guy. And so, they kind of start getting a little bit better. Then he ends up having, like, a heart attack. He's got cancer. Like, all of these things. Like, but she's talked to him on the phone. Like, talked to him. Mm-hmm. Heard his voice. Never over video.
Yeah.
But definitely talked to him. Every time, you know, he was supposed to see her, he wasn't...
Something happened.
Yeah, he wasn't able to see her. So then, he dies.
Just random.
Random, he dies. So, then, he comes back to life. He's in the witness protection program. Now he's in America. Okay?
The fuck?
While he's in America, that's when his cancer and stuff happens. And at this point, she was like,
Something's off.
So he was like, you don't believe me? Listen, I will get all of my family together in this like group chat. We'll all talk. So there's like 49 people in this group chat. One of them is, a couple of them are her actual cousins that she talks to on a regular basis. The other ones are all of his family. She said a couple times he would like ask her what outfit she liked better for his baby. And then she would like pick one. And then like 2 weeks later when the stuff came in, he would take pictures with the baby. So like, I'm not doing it justice, but the things that she was like, the things that he justified and the way that he did it, it made sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, obviously... He was super sick, you know, I mean, some people are just super sick, you know what I mean? And at this point you've not wasted, but you've spent 5 years with this person that you think you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what the hell? So, she ends
was
up...
Was it her cousin?
I'm not going to tell you that.
What a psychopath.
So, she ends up, like... being too through with him. Like, listen, like, you need to come see me.
Yeah.
So he finally says he's in the UK. And she's like, okay, I'm going to come see you right now. Nope, nope, nope. Can't come see me. Like, just all of these things. So she finally hires a private investigator. He gets the address. The address is like 30 minutes from where she lives. So it's not actually where he said he was. So she drives there one day, knocks on the door, and the real Bobby is standing there with his wife and his young baby. And she's just like, how could you? Because the wife that the catfish said was his ex-wife was really his wife. So all the pictures that they took together, the real child that they took, you know, and that's really his life. She just was taking pictures from his life and like using them.
So, but this guy, so at the beginning, did he talk to her? He was
No, not at all, ever. Never. So she's like, how could you? How can you be with
and
her?
And he had no idea.
And he had no idea. And then the wife comes downstairs and is like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, I don't know how you could lead me astray for 10 years. You know, like confronts him about this. And he's like, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he thinks she's mental at this point. The wife's like about ready to call the cops. So on the way back home, she calls her cousin and is like, I don't know what to do. And her cousin's like, he loves you. He loves you. He's just doing that because she's there, blah, 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 blah. Like, and then a few days later, they find out.
How did she find out?
The person came to her doorstep and was like, I have to tell you the truth. So the person that catfished her made 49 different catfishing accounts
to be able to like to have be the able group messages yes. and stuff.
Yes, to be able to talk to her. She was like five different personalities. So at the time, when they like first met as cousins or something, like obviously they're cousins, but they're not like, you know,
close.
Yes. Yeah. So the first time she met her, she was like 17. But she, the gal that got catfished, was like 20 something. You know what I mean? So she had kind of like looked up to her.
Yeah.
But she said she was just
bored
and young. So this lady that catfished her.
But for 10 years, she wasn't young for 10 years.
Exactly. The lady
She's
that, so at this point, this lady has manipulated her to, like, Bobby would get mad if she would go out with her friends. So she ended up being super isolated. She never went out. She never went out to do things. She spent the majority of her 30s on the phone with this Bobby.
And how did they do that? Who was the phone call?
She was. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But she said, you know.
She didn't make a different voice?
Yeah. And she was like five different other characters, too. Not only was she just Bobby, she was herself as the cousin. She was another guy. And another girl, another two girls that she had multiple conversations
She's
with.
She's a psychopath.
Yeah. So at this point, this gal has been, the one that's been catfished has been isolated. She doesn't go anywhere. She doesn't go to her family parties. She doesn't do anything. Spent the majority of her 30s, which are childbearing ages, where the majority of people get married, have kids, whatever, in isolation practically. She's given this person money. On the other hand, the person that catfished her is rising to the top, top level executive, engaged, like living her best life.
How does she have all the time to?
It blows my mind.
I'm definitely going to have to. I think Joey would be into that story too. I'm going to make him listen with me.
It freaking blows my mind that this person, like, because you're just thinking like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
But you cannot tell me that you've been in a relationship where somebody was like, I don't really feel comfortable with you doing that. And what did you do?
Didn't do
Most
it.
Likely didn't do it. You know what I mean? And then
but
nowadays.
But it's weird to me to be in a relationship for that many years with somebody that you've never physically been in contact with. Like at a certain point,
I know.
It's kind of on you too.
I know. But I'm telling you, once you listen to it, I'm not doing it justice. And I really hope you guys listen to it because the things that you think in your mind, like, that could never happen. That could never happen. And then you're like,
I could see how that could happen.
Oh, well.
Have you ever seen The Catfish with Nev Schumann?
Yeah.
And have you ever seen his story?
So I've never actually listened to his story, but I've watched Catfish a freaking million times.
Yeah, his story, I watched, it's been a long time ago, so I don't remember fully, but it was, he was like fully in love with this girl. And his was years too.
Yeah.
And it was like the girl's mom. Like she existed.
Right.
But she had no idea who the fuck Nev was. Like, well, it was the mom talking to her, like a big fat white trash.
And that's the same thing, like, this Bobby was real. And so this lady is trying charges. Oops, hold on.
On her cousin.
Sorry about that. The lady is trying to press charges because she took a whole decade of her life.
Yeah.
But
she didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't take huge amounts of money from her. All she did was talk to her as, now if that Bobby wanted to
press charges
for false identity, he could.
You would think that him and his wife would both want to press charges, right? Because that's crazy. And there should be something. It's kind of like stalking laws. Like, there should be something that holds people like that accountable.
And then, so there was, there's a couple psychologists on the podcast too. Like, this won't be the first time she does it.
It won't be the last.
And it won't be the last. Like, this was so elaborate. She took 10 years of her life.
Probably doing it to other people at the same time.
Yes. Yes. How you keep all of that straight, though?
So what do they say for, like, that? Like, some kind of illness? She, like, bipolar?
Yeah.
She's schizophrenic?
Well, they didn't really say what, you know, because she won't talk to anybody is the problem.
She won't?
No. She won't talk to anybody. And so, but she no longer has her high-powered, and they're still fighting it to this day.
Really?
But it was just super...
Like, so she lost her job?
I don't know if she lost her job or she stepped down, but it was, like, for one of the big banks in the UK, like Barclay or whatever. She was, like, the vice president. Like, it's nuts to me. She was just thriving, and this other gal was just, like... And then she said, you know, I thought it was... There was, like, a statement from the gal that was actually doing the catfishing, and she was like, well, I just felt like we were both in a rough patch in our life. What? No, you weren't.
Yeah.
So, I ended up looking up a few other cases where catfishing had happened. So, here's how catfishing becomes criminal, this says. As it stands now, the act of impersonating someone or creating a false persona online isn't illegal. However, what many fail to realize is that catfishing someone has a way of being just right on the board of illegality. Often, as a relationship advances, it can borderline into criminal fraud or other crimes through the following: infringing on intellectual property by using others' images, defamation of the person they are impersonating, using your persona to engage or elicit sexual acts with a minor, using your fraud to receive money or goods from another. What's crazy is that they ended up having, like, phone sex.
You can't get phone sex as sex, though. You just can't.
Yeah, like, but how creepy is it that your cousin, who's a girl...
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking disgusting.
It really just sounds to me like she needs to be in a mental institution.
Yes.
Like, people who are sane
don't
spend their lives making other people miserable.
No. So, this is a different catfish story, because I want you guys to listen to that one, and I want to know what you guys think, because it's baffling to me.
Yeah,
because at first I was like, how the fuck could this go over 10 years? This is bullshit. And then I was like,
ew.
Okay, well, okay, that makes sense. So, I want to know. Okay, so this one is, I didn't leave my house for 11 years. Married woman who catfished NBA star by pretending to be a teen model says she did it because she was bored and a recluse. So this one is Shelley Caterer, 33, was going to jail for blackmailing, helping her, said going to jail for blackmailing helped her social anxiety. She catfished NBA star Chris Anderson and aspiring teen model Paris Dunn. So she created an online relationship between the two and would relay messages and pictures to each of them at her home in Eastern Montauboa. Carter pleaded guilty to 7 counts of fraud and went to prison in 2015. She was released from prison in October 2016 after 12 months. So this says, the woman who tricked NBA star Chris Anderson into a relationship with a 17-year-old says that her year in prison for blackmailing the rich and famous helped her come out of her shell. She dropped out of school in the 6th grade and spent years cultivating online personas. She lived in filth and never went to the doctor or dentist, causing most of her teeth to fall out. The catfish lived an isolated life in the small village of Eastern Montaboa, where she famously extorted Anderson and blackmailed 17-year-old model Paris Dunn with nude photos in 2012. In 2015, Carter pleaded guilty to 7 counts of fraud. Carter was also linked to the fake best friend of Anderson, known as Tom Taylor, who communicated between Anderson and the aspiring model. Okay, so then she said, posing as Anderson, Carter messaged Dunn on Facebook and said, "Hey, it's Chris," Carter said. And she said, "Oh my God." And then I thought, I have to get him to notice her, but I couldn't. So I just text Chris from a different app and I said, "Hey," and he said, "Who are you?" And I said, "It's Paris." And he said, "How did you get my number?" I said, "Facebook." And he said, "Oh, okay." Carter arranged a real life meeting between the two by asking Dunn to fly to Los Angeles to Denver. They apparently had no clue they were communicating through a third party catfish.
That's crazy.
So she arranged the meeting, and then the catfisher, posed as the model's mother and blackmailed Anderson for $3,000 because she was only 17 at the time. And then the catfisher blames Dunn for the situation, saying most people would have asked to talk to the person before going to see them on the...
So they did see each other, though?
Yes! She arranged it.
So basically, she's a matchmaker. She's not a fucking...
Yeah!
Matchmaker, give me a match.
No. The intricate...
Catch me a catch. How do I know that song? Where's that from?
I think it's Miss Doubtfire, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was... Mary Poppins.
No. Okay, the intricate and creepy plot upended the life of Anderson, who was dumped by the Denver Nuggets in 2012 when he was investigated as part of a child porn probe, which was linked back to the catfisher.
Her?
Yes.
So he didn't do nothing?
No.
Oh my God.
Anderson claims he was led to believe the teen was 21. However, the age of consent in Colorado is 17, so he wasn't arrested. Carter pleaded guilty to 7 counts of fraud and other crimes and was sentenced to 18 months in prison in October of 2015. She was released in October 2016. She married husband Rob Marku, who she met online after she was arrested.
They still have access to internet?
Yes!
Oh my God.
She is currently out on prison and is on 2 years probation.
Who is arrested for internet crimes should not have fucking access to the internet while in prison. But what I want to know is how some no-toothed, hoarding, crazy woman, that's what I picture
her as, who has a 6th grade education,
was able to get any famous people to talk to him. Because I'm not going to say that I have personally Facebook messaged famous people ever. But how do you get people like that to respond? Like, how did she do that?
No, she set up an account looking like this gal.
Okay.
And she set an up account being this guy.
Okay.
And messaged them back and forth.
I know, but still.
So they didn't know she was a fat slob. All he saw was her. All she saw was him.
Still. People in that caliber just respond to messages like that?
If some dude that's good looking messages you and you're good looking, you're not, and they're both celebrities?
I just feel like celebrities don't find their matches online.
Well, no, but I mean, how do you start any friendship? Now it's online. People don't go to bars anymore.
Met Joey through Facebook.
Is he a catfish?
I'm sure. I'm sure that's exactly what it is.
Okay, so this one is another one. A Melbourne woman convicted of one of Australia's most serious catfishing cases might face new charges and significantly more jail time. This lady was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in jail last year for using fake online personas to harass victims. They indicated that the case was so serious it should have never been heard at the magistrate's court, and I don't know what the difference is because obviously we live in the United States. He said it was the possible that instead of an appeal, the case should return to the magistrate's court for committal. So this lady was 29, and she impersonated Home and Away star Lincoln Lewis to trick two women into starting online relationships. So she pretended to be a famous person. She then created a series of fake online characters that she used to harass and torment her victims over several years. One of her victims later committed suicide.
Holy shit.
In June last year, the magistrate sentenced her to 2 years and 8 months in jail, but she immediately appealed against those convictions. In a twist today, the Victorian court heard there may be new evidence that elevates the seriousness. I mean, I don't know how much more elevated it can get if somebody fucking killed themselves.
Did you see not very long ago that one girl that was charged for convincing a kid, like,
yes,
over text to commit suicide?
Yes.
Like, just do it. Don't.
Yes. Yeah, and she said she was just trying to help him because he was always saying it. And
that
she
he
thought
wanted to.
That, and that she thought that he wouldn't really do it because he was always saying it.
But, like, literally she said, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't be a, what she, I think she called him a pussy.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. Sorry, this is just a dude. Okay, there's another one where the lady, a catfisher lady, decided to become two Marines and catfished two different women, asked the one woman who had a nice high-paying job for money to help with special ops stuff that they needed for the Marines.
Some people are just dumb, though.
She sent money. And then that person, the catfisher, bought a ring for the other one on the other side. I'm just like, I don't know. But, okay, here's my deal. How many times have you gotten a Facebook friend request and you're like...
We got one on our Carcast Moms page and he wanted to have us for dessert. Remember?
Whose grandpa's this?
Yeah. So,
no, but I mean, I get people that look like people I know, and then there's no picture, it was just put on, and I'm like, who are you? Just tell me who you are.
I love to screw with them.
Who are you? I want to know who's trying to catfish me. What do you want to know? I'll fucking tell you. If you want to be my friend and you're you, just fucking ask. Like, it's not that bad. I don't like go through and I'm like, oh, you can't be my friend. No, if I know you, you can be my friend. But I want to know who's trying to catfish me, and I'm like, fucking delete, and I feel so justified. Like,
I wish I could tell you this story on the podcast, so you're going to have to remind me when we get off.
Okay.
Because okay. I had a message one time from a crazy person.
Oh, okay. I just don't know. I don't know about catfishing, man.
I don't know either. I don't know how people have enough time. Just like the Facebook stalking and all that to begin, like, it takes a lot of fucking work.
Yes.
Like, fake accounts.
Well, and you must have a notebook somewhere.
Yeah, you
got to have to keep all your lies down. You have to keep, that's what I don't understand about people that lie too. How you can keep shit straight. I can't lie about anything anymore. Like, I can't keep anything straight.
I may or may not at one point in time have tried to make another Facebook to see things I can't see on mine.
I've never tried that.
And I never followed through. It's a pain in the ass. You have to get a new email account. You have to set up an email account. You have to know that password. And I know of people who have multiple fucking Facebook accounts just so that they can snoop. Like, I just think
why? Why are you that fucking worried about what another person is doing?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It baffles me. Not once have I ever tried to have another fake account. Also, last week, I locked myself out of my own personal email. How you do that, I have no idea. But apparently, Google thought that I was a fucking trickster because I got locked out for 72 hours. I had to wait.
Did you really?
Yes. And then I had it on my work email for my backup. Well, then it was Saturday and Sunday, and I wasn't at work. So I had to wait till Monday to be able to get back into that son of a bitch.
Ugh.
Terrible.
That's why I use the same password for everything in my life.
I do. However, when I'm editing pictures and I use my computer at home, it kicks me out of my email. Then I can never remember my email. So, email password. So then I have to change it. So then I have to change it on here. Then I have to change it on my work computer. And by the time that I get to my work computer on whatever day it is, I forget again. So then I have to change the password there. Change it on my phone. And then change it on my...
I just feel like I'm really good with passwords.
I'm not.
I am. Because I know all of my passwords. I know my PIN numbers. I can remember Joey's PIN numbers. I can remember his passwords. Like, and then the passwords for work and stuff. I literally, after the first time typed in, I know them. Like, they're in here. Know them.
Every day but that I get back from work, I'm like, what's my password?
For some reason.
10 different times.
My bank account password.
Can't remember.
For the life of me. And it's because those fuckers have made me change it so goddamn many times that I don't remember what it is.
You also don't remember the Beachbody one either.
I do. I just never know if there's an exclamation mark at the end or not.
Because you've asked me that one a couple times. I have now screenshotted it, so that way we can never forget.
And just so you know, I'm only at... Because John uses it, too.
Oh.
And he's constantly... I don't know why that fucker signs out all the time. It's like once a week. What's the password again? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't signed out a Beachbody in 2 years. Like, I don't know. Hold on. So I text you, does she know what's password?
Oh.
It's not really for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't ever sign out that
often. Oh, okay. I'm like...
Except for one time, I had used my sister's because she had bought an early access to her workout, so I was using hers, and then somehow hers wasn't on there anymore, so I needed to put mine back on there, and then I had to ask you also, because I didn't know.
Oh, I want to know if anybody has been catfished, too. If you are a listener, have you been catfished? Or have you catfished somebody?
And if you're somebody who's local, we would so totally have you come tell the story on the podcast. That would be so fun.
Because I want to know.
Don't you be psychopath.
And if you are catfishing somebody, but you don't want it to sound like you're a psychopath, we'll just pretend like it happened to you. Okay? Cool.
We don't want a psychopath.
I mean, I'm not going to judge them. I just want to know what they're thinking behind those little gears, you know what I mean?
I wish that they could get that lady from the Dear Bobby one, like, have a interview with her.
Yes!
I want to hear what she has to say.
I'm serious, you need to listen to it. Okay. Also, what baffled me today, Stephanie, is I was flipping through Facebook, and there was a post of 2020 banned books.
I'm glad you're talking about this, because it reminds me of what I want to talk to you about.
Okay. Banned books. They are Anne Frank.
Fahrenheit 451.
Fahrenheit 451.
Harry Potter.
Harry Pothead. Mice
Hunger
of Men.
Games.
The Outsiders.
Hunger
the Hunger Games.
Games.
Handmaiden's Tale. I want to say The Catcher in the Rye, but that one's the... What was the other one?
And just recently, they banned one at a school in Michigan called... I think it was called MAF or M-A-X, M-A-F. It was something about a concentration camp, like a Jew's story in a concentration camp. It was a true story. And they banned that in the school. But I heard that one of the parents is like buying a bunch of the books.
Good.
To distribute to the kids.
I will personally donate money to that. Nothing fucking lights my fire more than people who fucking don't think the Holocaust happened. I cannot. I will fight somebody over that situation.
I
want
to talk to you about a book that I just finished because it blows.
Lord of the Flies was the other one.
Oh, okay. It blows my mind that more people don't know about it and that I never had heard about it, but I am in this huge historical fiction, obsession
yes.
at the moment. I listen to the Alice Network. So fucking good.
So good.
We did the Beantown Girls.
Did you listen to The Huntress?
Is that another good one?
Yes.
Okay. We did the Beantown Girls, and then I did The Tattooist of Auschwitz, and there's been more, but I can't remember the other...
Yeah.
Anyways, so I have a whole pile of books on my mantle, and I, like, there was a gem up there I didn't even know about. I went up there and I looked, and it was another one called Sea to the Salt, so I was reading about it, and I was like, oh my God. This is a true story, and it's back. That is blinding me.
Sorry.
And it's back in the World War II. So it's a book about a ship called the. I want to see how you would pronounce it.
No, no.
The Wilhelm Gustloff.
Gustloff.
Is that how you would say that? Wilhelm?
Yeah. Wilhelm. Yeah, Wilhelm Gustloff.
So this ship, it was, the Russians were like invading Poland and Germany and like, I mean, killing thousands.
Okay, little time out. Russia's trying to do that now.
I know.
Like, as we speak, guys.
Ukraine. They're trying to.
Yeah. Well, if they get Ukraine, don't think they're going to fucking stop.
I know.
Okay, just want to put that out there.
So, and they're doing a hell of a job. They're killing people by, like,
oh, yeah.
Million. Like, Germany mm-hmm. is fucking losing at this point right. in this book. Like, they are fucking losing. And so, they have these ships, and they're all, I can't remember. It was like, there was some name to it, Operation something. And they're trying to get all these people out to safety. So they have these huge ships and thousands of people are trying to get onto them. Like so bad that this particular ship could only fit 1,463 people is the capacity for that boat. They shoved 10,573 people into that boat. And there's thousands more, like, on the dock,
right.
throwing their babies.
Yeah.
Like, they're throwing the babies over the water as they're leaving uh-huh. to, like, the people on the deck trying to... And the babies are... They said it was literally heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But they're hitting the side of the ship, and they're falling, and then the parents are jumping in after them. Like...
Yeah.
And it's a true story. Yeah. But anyways, so they set off, and they're trying to go to safety. There's five other ships. But the Russians were underneath in submarines, and they torpedoed this boat three times. And 9,000 of the passengers were completely, like, demolished, killed. And it blows my mind because even back when it happened, they didn't really report it because Hitler didn't want it to seem like they were losing
right.
the war.
Right.
So it wasn't reported, and it's literally something most people don't know about. So here I am, because I used to be obsessed with the Titanic. 1,500 people died on the Titanic.
Right.
And I thought that that was the biggest fucking thing ever. Like, seriously.
Right.
And there's like 9,000 people that died on this, and it's something they don't teach in schools.
Mm-mm.
They don't teach. There's not. It's not in history books.
Mm-mm.
Like, it is the biggest mass killing, like, in the Baltic Sea or in any sea that's ever right. happened. And
yeah.
I didn't even fucking know about it.
Same thing with the kids where people were throwing their babies and stuff. I'm pretty sure it was Hiroshima. The women were throwing their children off the cliffs because they heard that the Americans were bad people. And they only went to Hiroshima to help them. And they were fucking, like, the GIs were watching them just throw their babies over the cliffs and landing on rocks.
Yeah.
And then they'd throw themselves off. And they were only there to help them. Like, it's
so crazy.
Nuts.
It really, like, that whole book, Joey was like, why are you reading? Why are you torturing yourself? Because it always, I was so fucking
Because history's
sad.
Fucking hard.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to read it.
But it is important to know what happened.
Yes.
Because then you can't wind up in that situation again. Or you know what I mean?
Right. Or at least you are like, something's not right here.
But in this particular book, it followed four different people and, like, their stories. And... Oh my gosh, they had, like, when they're trying to dock, they were only letting the soldiers who could survive on. So
right.
there's thousands of soldiers that are, like, begging to get on, and they're like, no, you're not going to make it. Like, your legs are blown off.
Right.
Just stay here and die. Parents had to pick one of their kids. One.
Yeah.
Like, no, only one can fit on the ship. Like, so when you have two or three kids and yourself... How the fuck do you pick which one survives and what doesn't?
I wouldn't. We'd all just die together.
Yeah, I just can't. And then on top of it, 5,000 of the people that were on that ship that died were children.
Yeah.
Most of them, like, unaccompanied.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had no... And so my thing is, what were they going to do when they got to the other side? So from the age of 6 to 12,
well, people,
with no
a lot
parents?
Of people took them in. It's like the same thing with that Nightingale book. when she had to, were supposed to put them on the train and have their little pin or whatever, and they were going to go off into the country somewhere. Half of those kids didn't make it there. Yeah. They got bombarded by the Nazis and then they got killed. Or they did make it to the countryside and then they had to find their way. Mm-hmm. They had to find their family. Or if their family was dead, then they were on the streets by themselves. Most likely dead, going to die because they can't eat.
It's seriously mind-boggling.
If I can ever find that other book, The Warsaw Orphans, it really...
That's on my list to read if you don't ever find it.
I'm going to buy it if I can't find it, and I'll give it to you.
Tashina read this book, guys, and said, hey, it's for you. And then, like, since she's told me she was going to give it to me, she supposedly threw it into the abyss.
I cannot find it anywhere. Anywhere.
It's on my list. And then I ordered two more that I saw on Facebook, and one is called 999, because the very first group of people that were sent into Auschwitz was 999 women who boarded, like, buses and stuff, thinking that they were going to go to a factory. Like, they thought that they were on to bigger and better mm-hmm. things. They dressed up for it. Like, they got yeah. nice suits and stuff. They left their families willingly.
Yes.
And wound up in the fucking Auschwitz, like, doing, like, work labor. Yeah. Like, and this story, the 999, is a true story about, I think it's two of the women that survived it. It's, like, their true story. So that's coming on Monday, and I'm really excited to read
it. So that's part of the Warsaw Orphan. And how they got them out of the ghettos, because they segregated them, uh-huh. got them into ghettos. They were dying in the ghettos. Well, the other side didn't want to smell them anymore, didn't want to hear them anymore, didn't want the plague to come over, or whatever they had. So they wanted to get them out. And so they told them, because there were some factories in the ghettos, so they told them that they would be going to different factories in nicer places. And so they just boarded
willingly.
These, and some of the people already knew where they were going because one of them had escaped and knew exactly what was headed to them. They had an orphanage in the Warsaw area, and all these little kids had little dollies, and they were just boarding on the trains. No, had no idea that they were going to be killed.
So sad.
Yeah.
They said, like, honestly, even for me and my education, which I'm not going to say it was like a huge... great education.
We went to Yuring
they
to Pass
did
school,
not
guys.
Talk about that much stuff with like the concentration camps and stuff.
I feel like in eighth grade we did.
I do remember learning. It was my favorite war to learn about,
yes.
just because I was like, so is mind-boggling that this kind of stuff happened. But like,
but then it was like nothing after that.
But it's very man-centered, like about Hitler
right.
and the war. But like,
like I had no idea that women went over there to help.
Yeah.
Just bring. Morale up.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to bring morale up. I had no idea that there were
like
a special group of...
Yes,
yeah. I had no idea.
And they had... Women had a huge part in World
huge.
War II.
Huge! And then we all stayed behind to make the machinery that they needed.
Yeah.
And you barely see that other than Rosie the Riveter, but that's the only thing that they ever really talk about is Rosie. But they never talk about... There's a show, and I can't remember what it's called, and it was really good, and it was about, like, the Rosie the Riveter type women that stayed behind and did all the factory work and stuff. But, yeah. No, it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I'm in a huge kick. All those books are so good, and it's so interesting to me, and there's a patient that comes into my work, and he's super smart, and he knows, like, so many things, and I was telling him about it, and so the next thing... Next time he came in, he brought me, it's in the house. It's a huge encyclopedia of concentration camps because we
what?
Know, yeah, it's like all about them. It's a fucking cool book. It's hard to read, but it's a
right.
cool ass book. Like we have heard of the big ones, but there was hundreds of little.
Birkenau and
yeah,
all of those.
There was hundreds of little mm-hmm. concentration camps. And you know what I didn't really realize? And I know, like, I had heard that Jehovah Witnesses and stuff were targeted, but there was a ton mm-hmm. of fucking people, not just Jews, that were targeted. It was, like, Polish,
mm-hmm.
Any kind of gypsy, anybody with disabilities, like, if they were blind or missing a leg or missing an arm, like, they were taken.
Yeah, they wanted the superior race.
Yeah. And, what's the other one? Jehovah Witness, Jewish. There was a bunch. Mm-hmm.
If you haven't ever watched Band of Brothers, it's like a 7-series type thing. But we normally watch it like every Thanksgiving, every Christmas. And it's around that time frame.
Really?
And it really, like, once you start reading about it, it really opens up. Like, you know when you watch, war videos, you're like, I was like that anyway. But then once you start learning about it and then they start mentioning the places, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Then it kind of gets you more interested in it. Band of Brothers is a fantastic documentary-type movie about it.
It's definitely worth watching.
I mean, it's definitely more related to the military aspect of it.
Yeah.
But at the end, they go up to the Eagle's Nest where Hitler, you know, that was his place, and then they go to the concentration camps where they start helping people out of it. So yeah, it's definitely,
and then this encyclopedia that he gave me too talks about how it was years and years and years in the making for the Holocaust. Like, people think it was just like a 4 to 5 year period, but it was like 1933, I think, when Hitler was promoted to chancellor or whatever. And it was even before then that he was convinced. Like, he had it set for years that he was working up to where that.
What do you think is happening now?
I know. But
it, like, doesn't happen overnight. It slowly happens to where, like catfishing, it slowly happens to where you're fucking in the middle of it and there's nothing that you can do.
Yep.
We really wrapped that up. Good job. Look at us go.
But yeah, it was like saying that for years, like, the Jews were targeted over there. Their businesses were burnt. They were like...
Yeah. Or not that. Not just that. They'd let them have their businesses, but then they would make their price so much higher that people couldn't shop there.
Yeah.
And so they'd have to go somewhere else. And so they'd eventually lose their business because nobody could shop there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they'd hire their taxes by like 300%, whereas another person would have, you know, 2% taxes, they'd have 300% taxes, so they couldn't pay it.
Yeah. But my point with that is that most people who don't take the time to research, like, they really think that it was such a short period of time, because the actual concentration camps, I think they were like 3.5, 4
years.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
From when they opened to when they closed.
Well, and let's be honest, if we didn't have the filmography we had, if we didn't have the photos that we had...
But do you want to know why we have those? German. The German people, it talks about that in the encyclopedia, that German people were so, like...
Arrogant?
I guess chauvinistic, like, that they documented...
Everything.
So much. Like, the reason we know so much is because of what they documented.
Right.
The pictures that they have, pictures of the gas chambers, the, like, the lines where they shot everybody, the
science experiments,
the hospital, that one doctor. They have all kinds of fucking pictures. They documented the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well,
I don't know why I'm in such a, like, kick for it. Especially...
It makes my
heart
so happy.
The historical fiction part of it, because, like, a lot of it... Like, there's actual storylines on there, which are obviously fiction. A lot of them are made up. But they're based off of...
I really, like, feel like you should give that Ireland book another go. Because there's a storyline, but they're real fucking people in the storyline. And it's... fascinating.
I still have it. Was it Speak Nothing or something?
Say Nothing.
Same thing.
Right.
You can't say nothing if you're speaking.
Right. Anyway. I'm just saying, it's...
I still have it.
I mean, maybe you don't need to, like, read it, but you can definitely just, like... Because it boggles my mind.
This particular time, like, that war that's always just interested me, it's been my favorite to, like...
Yes.
So I like all... And I have... I found on Pinterest, like, I think it's like 50 different World War II historical fiction books, and I'm going to fucking order every single one of them. Yeah, I really am.
I just ordered the banned books list, so.
Did you?
Yeah, just in case.
Nice. I have a lot of the ones that were banned.
See, I don't.
No.
I've read them, but I don't have them, so.
Have you ever read Fahrenheit 451?
Fahrenheit? Yeah. No, I have not.
Me either.
No, I have not. So... Anyway, we're going to start reading historical fiction, guys, and you should too, whether you like it or not, because it really opens your eyes about shit that goes on every day. That Say Nothing one, the shit that went on is still going on today. Like, it just ended, which fucking baffles me. Anyway, I can't go into that one. I'll fucking be here for another rant, so.
I didn't realize we'd been here for an hour already.
I know. We did well.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Sorry that it was on a Saturday. Who knows when it'll be next week, but just keep your ear holes open.
If you guys are interested in the podcast that Sheena was talking about, we will post it.
Yes.
So.
All right. We will talk to you guys later. Thank you, Kaylin, for our cups.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.